This is one that we need to take into our hearts and live each day. Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 50. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him. For no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterwards to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter the life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter into the life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." Now, for some of you, that might be a tough passage. Sounds awfully violent, going around chopping off our hands and our feet and plucking out our eyes and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully you know, and if you don't, let me just state it clearly, that Jesus is not in favor of you doing this. What he's in favor of is you changing your behavior that is causing you to sin, so that you can retain yourself in heaven. Today, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the healing that I think we need to see, the help that I think we need to give, and how God can work through us in this time. This time, which is unique in its own way. We've been through pandemics before. We can compare days. This is unique because we are living through it now. Most of us weren't here when the smallpox pandemic was going on. And if we were, we were very small and probably don't remember it all. People got scared. They shut themselves up in their homes. They wouldn't let children play together. They wouldn't let anybody see each other. They just were terrified to be around each other, to be with each other, to reach out to each other. We saw that happen again with COVID. And there's a lot of folks that are still really frightened of this thing. And I don't blame you. I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I'm just saying this is where we are. There's nothing to say that we won't have another variant. There's nothing to say that we won't have another outbreak. There's nothing. God is a good God, and God is a God that wants us to be healthy and whole. But God does not stop what humanity has created. And no matter how it started, whether it was through behavior or inadvertent accident or simply the progression of germs in the world, we are still in the pandemic. And all of us want to say it's over. I can remember when it first started, and I thought when we closed the church at the governor's mandate and the city council's mandate, I really thought we would be out maybe a month, maybe two at the longest. Now, that probably makes me very naive, and I'm going to stay right there. I'm not going to change. Because I believe in good things and goodness, and I believe in God's goodness, and so I still, if we have another pandemic, I'll still believe that maybe it's only going to be a month or maybe 2 months. But no, it dragged on and on and on. And at first it didn't seem like our little area was too terribly touched. We didn't seem to need, you know, a whole lot of healing. There were a few cases, and we were really sorry that those happened, but it wasn't as though lots of our friends and family members and people that we knew were getting sick. Not until this last time. Come the spring, we were all ready to go back out into the world and to party and go to concerts and go out to dinner and to dance in the moonlight. And to be able to go to football games and band contests and everything without any masks, without any worries, without any concerns. And we're not there yet. Some of us are doing it anyway, but we're not there yet. And we look towards God and say, why? Why is this staying so long? And we hear silence. Or we think we do. I met with a group of about 20 people on Friday for the anti-racism workshop, part two. Ministers are required to go through boundary training every 3 years, and we're required to go through anti-racism and anti-prejudice workshops every 3 years. This is one, we did it by Zoom. And we didn't want to, but it was the way it had to be. Because it was supposed to be held in Springfield, and Springfield is still dealing with quite a bit of outbreak. So we had it by Zoom, and I wasn't looking forward to it, and it's something I have to do, and you know, everybody has these things in life. I don't know what your thing is, if it's homework, that might be your thing that you really hate to do, but you know you got to do it. Dishes, laundry, vacuuming, changing the bed. That's one of my, I'm so short, you know. All these things we have to do in life. Pay bills. Who decided on that idea? These are things that we do, but we don't always love doing them. Going to these workshops sometimes can be a really boring day. This was one of the best workshops I've ever attended, even though it was on Zoom. One of the big things we talked about was healing. And how healing was not, and I didn't know, when I did my sermons quite a while ago, and I had no idea that that was going to be the way Friday went when I picked out things for today. So many people talking about how their congregations needed healing, their towns need healing. We need to stop being angry and scared. Who are we angry at? You know, we're angry at the air, so we take it out on each other. That's ridiculous. It's not my fault that the coronavirus came. It's not your fault that the coronavirus came. Limiting our activities makes us mad. It makes us feel like we don't have any power. It makes us feel powerless. And so we take it out on somebody else. Why? I didn't cause the powerlessness. and neither did you. And we're scared that we're going to get it. And some of us have. And there are some that have actually gotten it more than once. And we get scared about what's going to happen when we get well. Why do we do that? God will take care of us. If it really is our time to be healed in heaven, it's our time to be healed in heaven. But for most of us, it's going to be the time to be healed here. When we get sick, most of us get mad. Mad at our bodies for letting us down. Mad at the world for giving us germs. Mad at, or frustrated, or discouraged. And I'm right in there with you. 2 years of cholangitis colitis is 2 years too many, or 1 year and 11 months. And still. And I get mad because the insurance won't let me have the medicine I need. And I get mad because the doctor gives up on me. And I get mad because I don't have any control over this. Why am I mad? What good is it going to do me to be mad? Lay back. Rest in the arms of God. Pray. Breathe. Receive. Remember, you're never alone. God's with you every moment. We were talking about in Sunday school today that, you know, sometimes it's really easy to be grateful for things like when you get diamonds. I mean, you know, I think I would be pretty grateful if a diamond appeared in my door. Sometimes you're really grateful because your son, Sheila Puckett, gets well after COVID. And you are getting better after a terrible, terrible fall. We just need to figure out why it happened now. We get frustrated and we get mad because people get cancer diagnoses and it's not curable. Why do we get mad? Our scripture today reminds us that rather than getting mad, what we need to do is fill up our hearts and our lives with the salt of God, the saltiness of God, the goodness of God. If your hand is out there flailing at people, that's why it says cut it off. If your eye can only see that which is evil and ugly and mean, tear it out. If your mouth can only speak those things that are negative and hopeless and arrogant and selfish, cut your tongue out. It doesn't mean literally, it means spiritually. Concentrate on that tongue, on that eye, on that hand, on that foot. Concentrate on what it is that you are using to display your anger and ask God to heal the anger, the frustration. We all need to be healed, and I think that we all need to be healed of being angry with a virus that couldn't care less if we're angry or not. Let's work on healing. Let's work on helping. Let's work on being healthy. Let's do the things that we need to do so that we can have joy in our life. Let's stop spending so much time on finger pointing and blaming. And let's be together and laugh and sing and pray. Almighty God, we do need so much healing from you. So Some of us need physical healing, but most of us need heart healing, spirit healing. We need to stop being so frustrated with the world and angry with everybody. People are people, and they're going to do what they do. But we don't have to react, God, in anger and frustration. We can come to you and say, Lord, I don't know what's wrong with this person, but let me find a way to help them, heal them, help them be healthier. Help us try. We can do better than this. We can do a lot better than this. Amen. When I had cancer, there was a woman who is one of my dearest friends who sent me a cartoon every single day. I had 6 months of chemotherapy and another 3 months of radiation, and every single day she sent a cartoon. She was upset, she was mad that I had cancer, but instead of letting that grow in her, she turned it around into something positive and holy. And in that, she touched me with God's love. As we stand to sing our hymn of invitation today, let God's love touch your heart. Let God's love make you whole. Let us stand and sing.